T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text the show 67974. Text on The Ticket, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Texter writes in, coronavirus looking out for the Dolphins. Don't draft fragile Tua. Do you think this is a godsend? Is it the Dolphins don't draft somebody with a hip problem? That's interesting. That's a take.
I mean, there was questions before coronavirus with me.
Oh, for sure, I remember. Speaking of Dolphins, you want the final results of our poll yesterday, Leroy? Would you trade 4 first round picks to the Texans for Deshaun Watson?
No, I already know.
68.4% say no. So people were not into that.
But they would trade 4 first rounders for Joe Burrow.
Well, no, that was just another scenario I brought up. I don't know if people would do that either. But I think I had people yesterday. They're like, I wouldn't trade 4 first rounders for anybody. I'm like, really? You wouldn't trade 4 first rounders for Patrick Mahomes?
Then why is everybody making a big deal about the quarterback then? You see, here's where I get just annoyed with people, right? Everybody wants Tom Brady as their quarterback. And I've said consistently, you don't need to have Tom Brady, but you can't have the worst defense in the league. You can't have a running back running for 1.3 yards, right? You can't have an offensive line that's a sieve. You can't have all those things because having Tom Brady as a quarterback doesn't matter. So you have to build a team, and if you, by some chance, end up with a great quarterback, i.e. if you end up with a Tom Brady, or Patrick Mahomes, or an Aaron Rodgers, or Ben Roethlisberger, right? You know, then that's a bonus. A lot of these teams, what people don't understand, a lot of these teams were drafting a quarterback for the future. Mm-hmm. They weren't necessarily drafting that guy to be the quarterback right away. Now, I think of all those quarterbacks I just talked about, the guy who played the quickest was Ben Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. Because didn't he win as a rookie? He won a Super Bowl as a rookie, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe he did, yeah.
He wasn't that good that year.
No, and I think in that Super Bowl, I want to say he threw single. I think he may have had single-digit attempts in that Super Bowl.
Right. Same thing with Tom Brady, his first Super Bowl. So, like, we want to look at the careers now and look back and say, oh, Tom Brady has 6. Okay, man, he was the guy for maybe 2 or 3 of them.
I think we've done this before. I think we've split it. We've split it in half.
Right. So to me, if you believe what I've been saying all along, and you believe that, hey, worry about building a team and getting a solid defense and not being last in the league in rushing and defense, the two things that are probably the most important in having a good team or winning football games, why don't you do better there? And then we'll talk about the quarterback. And everybody says, no, you need a quarterback. So I say, okay, so let's give up all these prospects for a quarterback who is probably top five, maybe, okay, at worst top 10.
Top 10 at 24 years old.
At 24 years old, which means he's only a few months older than Joe Burrow. And then everybody says, no, I don't want to do that. Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Ben Roethlisberger, by the way, in that Super Bowl was 9 of 21.
Right.
123 yards, two interceptions. Right. Antoine Rendell-L had a touchdown pass in that Super Bowl. Ben Roethlisberger did not.
I'm telling you, like, the what we think of the quarterback and what you think you have to have at the quarterback position is not indicative of how good your football team is.
Like, let's get the headlines.
Huh?
I was saying, let's get the headlines.
All right.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
One texter writes in before I get to headlines. Dana White also had a political agenda. Trump urged him to jumpstart the economy, benefit his polls. While I know those two are very close, I mean, Dana White spoke at the Republican National Convention. You really think that Trump feels like the economy is going to be jumpstarted by Habib and Tony Ferguson fighting? I think that Dana White did it to jumpstart his economy, not America's economy.
But I will say, and this is not, you know, this is not a political thing, but anybody who's in that position will use that to try to say we're trying to get back to as normal of a routine as we can.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, Dana White's come off as a dope in all this, where he's just like, you know, the media, a bunch of wimps and weaklings out there. It's like, bro, you can't out-tough a disease. It's just not how it works, man. Yeah. It's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Speaking of UFC.
He's good friends with Trump.
He's great friends with Trump. Because Trump was one of the guys that, like, first, you know, he would host mixed martial arts at his facilities back in the day. When nobody would.
Right.
So, speaking of UFC, John Bones Jones, this is not surprising. He yesterday was arrested for an alleged DWI and negligent use of a firearm. John Jones, Albuquerque police were responding to the sound of a single gunshot around 1 in the morning on Thursday. John Jones was found in a car, had a passenger alongside him. Had bloodshot eyes, smelled like booze, and tested twice above the legal limit when administered a breathalyzer. He also did field sobriety tests and performed poorly in all three of them. He was already on probation for a disorderly conduct charge stemming from a 2019 incident at a strip club, but that did end on January 8th. So John Jones once again in trouble with the law. And look, a lot of, you know, this is the one thing when I saw with John Jones yesterday, Leroy, I wasn't upset about it. I wasn't mad about it because none of what he does outside of the octagon changes from the fact that I think he's the greatest fighter I've ever seen do it. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that I find troubling about John is we're at this point with him now where you've gotten to a dangerous place when these things do happen. It's almost like you've gotten to the point of apathy with it. You're like, oh, okay, right. John Jones tested, you know, John Jones, you know, DWI again. What else is new? And I do think that we get so flippant about that this is a very dangerous thing. Like, mind you, this is a guy that this is his second DUI, but also one of them was a hit. And, you know, one of his run-ins with the law was a hit and run where he ran a red light, hit a pregnant lady, and then there was a manhunt for him for 24 hours. Nobody could find him. It's very, very dangerous when we get to this point where a guy gets in trouble that much of drinking and getting behind the wheel where is it going to take somebody dying for somebody to have real consequences towards him? And I'm not saying I expect the UFC to take disciplinary action. I know they won't. I know they won't. It's a weird thing with fighters because these guys are not really, you know, they're not really governed by a league. They're almost independent contractors. But yeah, I just think you're in a bad spot as a person when people are just not surprised that you keep getting driving under the influence or driving while impaired charges on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. He has a problem, and some can't fix it because they can't put him in, get him in enough trouble. And the UFC can't fix it because he's still one of the biggest draws in UFC. So, but you know, he's got to, I mean, and every time he comes back, because here's the problem. John Jones is he is well-spoken, right? He's no dummy. He handles himself when he has to. Now, keep the fight game is different, but when you hear him talk, like, seems like a pleasant guy.
He turns it on. Sometimes he can sound like a real dummy.
No, of course. Of course. In the atmosphere of once he gets it, I mean, all I got to do is mention DC and he'll lose his mind.
Yeah.
Right? And the same could be said for DC. There's two guys that get DC to cuss, who we would think is one of the coolest dudes in UFC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mention the Saints or John Jones. He gonna cuss. So we all have those people or those hot buttons.
I think the thing, it is, and it's like, how do you get through to somebody who clearly has a problem? He has a problem, and professionally hasn't really had any ramifications. Yes, he has lost time outside the octagon because they stripped him of his belt. And they wouldn't let him fight till his legal troubles were behind him at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as status of being the best at what he does, it hasn't had any consequences in that regard.
No.
So how do you get through to somebody like that? You know what I mean? Like that is the ultimate trouble when it comes to this guy, is that you could put the steroid test, the hit and runs, the arrest, the DUIs, with a clear problem of drinking and driving, which he does not seem to stop doing, when that seems like it would be the easiest thing in the world in the days of Uber, or in his case, being able to have a professional driver take him around. How much could a limo driver cost in Albuquerque, New Mexico? 3 cents?
Right.
Like, how much could a limo cost? There's like one of them in the town.
Here's the other thing. He's from a family of athletes.
Yeah.
None of his brothers could get to him?
Well, I mean, he did have the one brother with the whole showing up naked at a police department. That's when Belichick said, hey, I think it's time to send this guy to Arizona. The damage is done, my friend. But yeah, when you have all these bad things when all these bad things occur, and yet still, when you walk in and have to do your job, you always win. What could possibly get through to you other than he's got to kill somebody behind the wheel? I really don't know what it is, because hitting a pregnant woman and breaking her arm, you would have thought, whoo, man, I mean, I'm upset that I hit a pregnant woman with my car, but, you know, that's clearly the wake-up call that I needed, and it's not. It's
right.
I really don't know what it could be.
I mean, we've had athletes like this before. I mean, isn't Gregory trying to get reinstated?
Gregory who?
Isn't he in UFC now?
Oh, Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy. Is it Greg Hardy? No, it's Gregory. Is it the offensive lineman or D lineman? Just recently tried to is kind of, he got suspended indefinitely last year, and now he's trying. It's not Greg Hardy.
I'm trying to think of who you're thinking about. Somebody will text it in.
But, yeah. So, like we've had, I mean, Mike Tyson, he hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There, it happens, man. There's nothing, like, you enjoy watching these guys. You enjoy watching them perform at their craft. But sometimes they can't get out of their own way.
But here's the difference.
And the true greatness of them is never really realized because of all the knucklehead stuff they do, all the situations they get into.
But the difference with Mike is when Mike did hit this crescendo of getting in trouble, he just wasn't as good a fighter anymore, you know?
Right. John Jones is still as good.
Like that to me is the real conundrum with this.
It's
like
Randy Gregory.
A lot of the times when a guy has this many personal problems and has this many demons, they aren't as good as at their job. And Mike was still a draw. Like, he still had monster fights like the Holyfields and the Lewises and all that stuff. So, yeah, he was still getting a fat paycheck. But he wasn't as good a fighter. As we like to say on the show, the damage was done, my friend. And with John, this will pass. I don't imagine the UFC. Why would the UFC do anything now? It's going to get to a point where he's going to probably show up. Now, look. I could get into the nitty gritty and say, well, John's last two fights, he hasn't looked quite as dominant. Maybe age is starting to catch up with him, but the proof is still in the pudding. Like, that dude still has the belt around his waist and has more UFC title defenses than anybody. So I don't know, man. It's when I saw that yesterday, I gave it a huge shoulder shrug, and then I thought to myself, man, that's probably a really dangerous place to be.
Here's the other thing you have to, like. When you saw the situation, what was your first reaction?
I was like, all right. It was literally like, all right, that again. It wasn't sad. It wasn't mad. Like, when he hit when the story about the pregnant lady, like, that, I was like, holy crap, dude. Like, really? But, when I saw, okay, he was found. He was drunk firing a gun in the middle of Albuquerque. I'm sure many people have done that in Albuquerque. But he was behind the wheel and his testing twice the legal limit and failing field sobriety tests. I'm just like, man, I guess this is just him. It's always going to be a thing with him. But yet, if you were to tell me he's going to fight for the heavyweight championship in 4 months, I'm not only watching, he's probably going to win.
Right.
He's probably going to win. So
I think this is not. We like to think that this is a John Jones issue, and it really isn't. We have these issues, with a lot of people, with a lot of athletes, with a lot of people in general, that you think and we think, okay, this situation will straighten them up, right? But it never works that way. It never works that way. You don't know what his threshold, what has to happen to him before he realizes he has to straighten it up. Because he's going to tell us, I'm good now. I'm ready to get back to fighting. I'm ready to do this. I'm clean. I'm whatever. And then something like this will happen. It's like, this guy needs to fight every month. That's the only thing that'll keep him, on a straight and narrow, is he needs to fight a lot. And he doesn't fight that much because he's always in trouble.
It's wild. So, yeah, that was the big that was the UFC news yesterday. By the way, the UFC, we're still waiting on an announcement of the location of where the Habib-Tony Ferguson fight. There is Dana White
Westworld.
Is saying – what about that?
Have it in Westworld.
You want to have it in Westworld with the robots?
Yeah, none of the robots can catch it.
Maybe have John Jones won't fight one of those Westworld robots.
I don't know. Is it? You know what? For robots, they die pretty easy.
Yeah, well, I think, but can't they tune them on up? Like, wasn't there like an intensity volume meter on one of them? I felt like.
I don't know. All I know is they put the wax gun on them and they're fixed. Sew them right up.
When we come back, Bruce Arians has given voice to the future of maybe Antonio Brown joining the Buccaneers. We'll get to that next. Guys, Ryan Fuels and Dastis Convenience Stores are truly steps beyond convenient. Tobin and Leroy here with you. In an hour's time, Robbie the Degenerate will rejoin us. He is going to give us his Magnificent Seven for this week. If you guys have needed stuff to gamble on, this will get you prepped for the weekend, as he'll always find something.
Will it?
He'll always find something, Leroy.
Will it? I have a feeling that we're getting close to put numbers on ants.
You think we're getting to the end of the road?
Oh yeah.
Well, speaking of betting, I saw that the latest win total, according to Bet Online and sports betting, has the Dolphins over under line at
7.5.
No, 6 wins.
What?
6 wins.
Over. I told you over last year.
I think it's going to be over too. It's such, like they won 5 last year. You don't think that they're going to be more put together with actual NFL players this season?
Here's what I'll say. You can win 8 games without a quarterback if you have top half of the league in defense, top half of the league in, say, maybe running the ball or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. You can win 8 games. And so I do believe that the biggest leap on the Dolphins team is going to be in 2 areas. It's going to be offensive line, and it's going to be defense. I think their defense is going to be a top half of the league. Right now, without figuring out how it's going to play out, I'd say 10 to 15. But if they get it going, top 10. And well, I wouldn't even think anything of it.
And to trickle down on the offensive line, like, how is the rushing game, how is the run game not going to be better?
Correct.
They had now, Ryan Fitzpatrick led them in rushing last year.
There's the kicker. But guess what? I'm going to say it like this. There ain't no way in hell Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to do as bad as James Winston did last year with 30 picks. Right?
But you think he's gonna have a year where he definitely comes back to earth?
No, because what they ask him to do, and keep in mind, outside they have weapons. They have guys who, one, can either go up and get it, or you can throw it too quick and make big plays.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's gonna skew a lot of his numbers and also get him out of harm's way.
Yeah, like what
if you drop Fitzpatrick back in the pocket and say, read the defense and throw me either a square in or a deep post or something like that, and you got him sitting back there at 37, 38 years old, that's a different situation. But what the situations they put him in, where they get the ball out of his hands, they can throw it up to a guy and make a catch, they got a lot of crossing routes, they get the ball in the receiver's hands quickly, he can still have success doing that.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have – he obviously had a breakout year from Devontae Parker. Don't forget they're going to get Preston Williams back too.
Right. Right. I do believe – and here's the kicker. I do believe at some point your starting running back is going to be in the draft, or if it's not Howard.
I agree. I think it'll probably start off Howard, and then, you know, if a young guy does emerge,
sure,
I wouldn't be surprised if they take over.
Sure.
But, I mean, and Howard talked about this, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was 2 days ago, where he's like, I wasn't promised any role. I'm ready to fill whatever role they need. So he's not coming in thinking that he is going to be the starter, or at least isn't putting that forth that he is demanding to be the starter or anything like that.
Which is the worst thing to hear, right? Like, no matter, even if you know you're bringing a guy in to start, you don't want to hear that, right? It has a level of you expect something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel that you have to earn it. So I always appreciate when athletes go somewhere, even if you know, right? Even if you know that's going to be the starter. A guy that comes in and says what Howard said. I always appreciate that.
So speaking of guys who obviously will fill whatever role you need, Antonio Brown, team guys. Bruce Arians was on CBS radio yesterday and was asked about the idea of having Antonio Brown join the Buccaneers. Now, mind you, they have a past. Bruce Arians worked with Antonio Brown back in Pittsburgh, so he's familiar with his work. I believe there was a one point where he's
setting this up to be an epic failure.
He said that Antonio Brown, at one point he said, was too much of a diva. So when he was asked about the idea of Antonio Brown joining the Buccaneers, he says, yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no room, probably not enough money, not going to happen, not a fit here. And then when asked, well, what if he would take a veteran minimum deal, he just said, no, I just know him, and it's not a fit for our locker room.
Yep.
So there's that. So that shoots that in the foot of the idea of Tom Brady getting to reunite with his buddy Antonio Brown. Now, I still do wonder, though, if Tom Brady did come to Bruce Arians and said, I want Antonio Brown on the team, nope. I kind of feel like you got to sign Antonio Brown.
No chance.
Why?
No chance.
You signed a deal with the 43-year-old devil.
That's the worst situation ever. Could you imagine somebody? Imagine you being talked into a situation you don't want, and it doesn't work.
Oh, that's bad.
Right.
Or you knew it was bad, but
right. No. But guess what? Tom Brady could talk to Antonio Brown. Right. Look, man, we're gonna bring you in. You gotta act right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is Antonio Brown gonna act right?
Probably not.
Okay. So as a coach, as a leader of men, as a person that has been around athletes for most of his life, coaching them, working with them, trying to get the most out of them, Bruce Arians knows. He knows how that's going to go.
Do you think he's going to play football again?
Yes.
So why not play in a situation where you know it's got to be a quarterback that he's got respect for?
Look, here's the problem. The problem is not whether he can play. The problem is not whether he would be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there's a bunch of people that think like Bruce Arians now and says, I would rather not deal with it. The all the good things that could happen don't outweigh all the bad things that could happen. So good Antonio Brown doesn't outweigh bad Antonio Brown. Look, we have the same example with John Jones, right? You just said, no matter how much trouble he gets in, no matter how much all the boneheaded things he does, all the trouble he gets in, if he fights, I'm going to watch him because he's probably still the best out there.
Yeah.
Because the good outweighs the bad. Now, can you say that with Antonio Brown? No, I can't. I don't care how great he is. The bad is so bad. When it goes sideways, it goes sideways.
Well, and plus they are in a situation where, at least for now, they don't really need him.
No, they don't. They got some weapons outside now.
Yeah, they got some weapons. But like, I don't wish this upon anybody. Let's just say Godwin or Evans got hurt. Then does Tom Brady go to Bruce and he's like, hey, man, let me take your Kangol hat off for a second. Hear me out. What if we replace him with Antonio Brown? Like, he doesn't sidle up to Bruce Arians at any point this season and say, let's bring in some reinforcements. You know, my guy AB.
Nope.
Yeah, I think you're crazy. I think he will at one point. Do you think that Antonio Brown has been blowing up Tom Brady's phone, or do you think that Tom Brady changed numbers so he doesn't hear from Antonio Brown anymore?
I think he'll probably still have conversations with him, but I think Tom Brady's going to go, AB, what day is it? Tuesday. All right, it's Tuesday. Damage is done, my friend.
We're back with more after this. Oh, Leroy.
What's up?
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was poo-pooing it, too. He was out there shaking hands. He was one of these individuals who was just like, oh, Corona, more like Shmimona, love.
You know who will never get it?
Hmm.
Dude from American Idol. No, not
America's
American
Got
Idol.
Talent.
America's Howie Got Talent.
Howie Mandel. Oh, yep. Yeah. Do you think he ups the germaphobeness here, or does he just live life as he's been living life?
I think he's going to do America's Got Talent in an ASMAP suit.
Probably. He's probably living life in a bubble now. just even more paranoid that I can get to it. But yeah, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for COVID-19 after showing mild symptoms. And, you know, his statement went something like this. Temperature love and tea time and bangers and mash. Quarantine.
So I think that's what makes it so difficult is there's so many different levels of, you know, of this virus is that some people can have it show no symptoms. Some people can have it and it's like, or it could be deadly. Like it's just so many different variances of the virus that you can't just look at somebody or see somebody or and say, oh, we got to be careful around that person.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's funny. Like the people who are just like, look, I know that we were at a point where I don't know what it was. I remember this. It was a couple weeks ago. We were talking about my wife and I had canceled our cruise, and I was like, yeah, I'm probably going to rebook and get myself a cheap cruise. I'm like, you know, this is like in the early goings of when Corona was really like overtaking. I don't even know if the NBA season was canceled yet. And it's just like, all right, but then this guy, this bloke, he's going around and he's shaking hands and kissing British babies, and you know, he's like a Rona doubter. It's like, hey man, this isn't 3 weeks ago. What are we doing here? And you know, it just, I don't know. You know, hopefully it wises him up a little bit. But you know, like you see these dummies, like the one guy who's like licking the toilets. He got coronavirus, obviously. Because
toilets,
dude, the dummies out here. You have idiots who are going there left and right. They're like, it's like the guy who's like, if I get Corona, I get Corona. You know, the one that Udonis Haslam threatened to bow right in the face.
Yep.
The same. You think those dummies are limited to our spring break? No, there's dummies all over the place who are like licking toilets. One guy got arrested for they caught him because he was like licking the entire shelf. At a CVS, he like licked all the deodorants and whatnot. They arrested him for terrorism.
Right. You know what's weird? My mother-in-law, my wife was talking to my mother-in-law. She, you know, she's Canadian.
Yeah.
And up there, they have totally different rules. Like, if you go into a grocery store, if you touch it, you got to buy it.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they've been on lockdown for a minute.
I would get crushed with that rule because you know what? And I haven't done this recently, but I've definitely put stuff in the cart and then gallivanted around and been like, you know what? Putting it back.
I mean, Publix is killing the whole business.
What do you mean?
You know, these people that return half-eaten items.
Oh, yeah.
They're not accepting any returns.
Yeah, see ya. Yeah, Publix used to be like, we'll take anything back in the day.
No, they still do. Except
They're still doing that? Yeah, now they're not. You can't do that.
I was at Publix one time, and I'm at the customer service counter. Some lady comes back with half a gallon of milk, and she says, the milk is bad. I'd like to return it. And I said, ma'am, if that milk was bad, all your insides would be on the ground right now. Drink a half a gallon of it. I don't want the price of my milk to go up because you want to drink half a gallon of milk and then bring it back.
Somebody said, check out what Mexico's up to. They think Corona isn't a big deal either. They're living their lives normally. Yeah, but aren't they, like, didn't they, they're still doing Mexican soccer, aren't they? And they've banned fans, so it's not, like, completely
where they've gotten to. Is that a hint?
A hint what?
Where Mag 7's going. Mag 7's going to Mexico.
I don't know, man. I don't know. By the way,
his first thing, Mexican soccer.
Man, it's tough to know who has worse hair, though, this Boris Johnson or Donald Trump, because he's giving him a run for his money. I got to say, this dude looks like he hasn't touched a comb in 20 years, Boris Johnson.
Can a guy named Boris be the leader of Britain?
You know what? That struck me as well, too. How come he's not leading Russia? I mean, obviously right. Putin, but
right.
Doesn't that – yeah, I thought Boris was exclusive to Russia.
Right.
Like, I thought it was going to be, you know, you know they would never tell you if Putin got Corona. Never.
Nope.
Never. You think I get Corona? Never. Live at it. Please. Was that a cough, Putin? I kill you.
He was just chuckling.
No. Let the South Russians laugh. Funny joke. Knock, knock. Who's there? Not your life. You die. Boris Johnson. Excuse me. I'll worship. You know what I think? I think that they shouldn't be leading via telecom. Like, they're like, this is always the move. They're like, I'm gonna lead the government via video conference right now. It's like, well, all right, man. But you want to know something? Let's just say something crazy happened. You're no good to me via Skype in some situations. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna respect a video screen.
Well, listen, I'm gonna just I got this corona. I got myself a little bit of a temperature, love. But gonna leave things via Skype.
Like, all right, well, hopefully nothing really serious happens, like a pandemic. Boris,
I don't know, man. I think it's about time everybody take this serious so we could get through it.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
If we have all these stragglers, it's just going to keep lingering.
It is. It's just like, you know, I don't know what it would take as far as, hopefully this guy, he'll crank up the intensity on it now and not be just because they were, it was funny because Britain was one of these countries where it was like, oh, they're going to maybe, do what they were like herd infections, like try and get it beat that way where like more people will get it. And so then they're not affected by it again. But you don't even know if that's the case. We don't know enough about it.
Right.
Crazy to me. What happened over there? You fumble?
Oh, no. I just put my phone down, but my mic is kind of sensitive.
I got you.
Because I got this big-ass AM radio style.
You like that? That's the kind of mic, though, I think would be better for you, though. Like, you haven't been off mic at all. Like, it's a good look for you. I'm telling you, whenever we do go out to the studio, I want to get you one of those that suspend from the ceiling. I think that's your style.
I think this one could suspend from the ceiling. Let me look underneath.
I think we could do it.
No.
Nope, they got those, though. I was at a music store recently. I was like, that'll work. I'm like, we could definitely make that happen. Not anymore, though. Like, I went to the music store recently to get a couple connections for this mic. And, they got all the microphones. Those things are covered with plastic. They're like, no, no, no.
Right.
Like, no testing these things out anymore. I'm like, I understand.
I mean, there's a lot. There's, like, people are buying up, like, equipment. You know, like wires and headphones. Yeah, man.
I overbought. I bought I was trying to figure out the setup for the studio. I was like, testing a bunch of different stuff. Mm-hmm. And I ended up needing like one adapter that I got from Walmart. I was just a little paranoid about when it was going to get here because, I never know when I don't know what the shipping things are anymore. You go to Amazon, they're like, yeah, it'll get delivered here on April 22nd. And then it's on your doorstep the next day. You know, you have no idea. So I ended up buying like just like a bag full of adapters and ended up needing one of them. And that was it. So right. I went complete overkill on it. Anyway, speedy recovery to Boris Johnson. Hopefully this will get you in line and you'll figure things out from here on. You'll take Corona a little bit more serious. You'll stop shaking people's hands and, maybe get a new haircut while you're there in quarantine. I don't know. Maybe YouTube barbering a little bit, something like that. Into that,
you think somebody's gonna give with Corona?
No. Let him do itself. You know, give him a pair of trimmers, and he can learn it himself. You know, go YouTube it.
That's what I do.
Well, yeah, self cut. You got a very simple cut. We call it give it the horde.
That's it.
We'll be back with more. Get your headlines coming up after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.